Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov. I would like to take this opportunity and to give a little bit inside in Agadah Shel Pesach for the night of Pesach and all the Yom Tov of Pesach. Before we walk into the Agadah himself, I would like to bring very interesting Pirkei d'Rablezer. You know, we have families what bless the children every Friday night. We have families who bless the children not every Friday night, Erev Yom Tov. I'm sure everyone bless the children Erev Yom Kippur. But one of the special night in the year to get bracha from the parents and grandparents, and obviously to bless the children, the grandchildren, is night of Pesach. Is also, if you not have this minag in your house until now, my advice to start this in this year. And the source of this minag in Pirkei d'Rablezer, in the first paragraph, Rablezer ben Orkenus teach us the night what Yitzchak Avinu would like to bless Esav was night of Pesach. And Chazal tells us, Igi alei Yom Tov HaPesach vekara Yitzchak leEsav bno haGadol veAmar bni alayla haze elyonim omrim shira alayla haze otzrot tlalim niftachim. This is special night, more from any other night through the year, what otzarot, treasures of blessing come available to us, and we need to use this opportunity and not to miss this opportunity and to bless the generations after. Hayom hazeh Birkat Lalim, Aseli Matamim Ad Shani Chai Va'avarachacha. This is special time to deliver my bracha to you. In other end, I skip one line, exactly same, Amra Rivka El Yaakov Bni, Alayla Aze Otzrot Lalim Niftachim. Alayla Aze Ha'Elyonim Omrim Shira, Asem Matamim Le'Avicha Ve'Yuchal Ad Shehu Be'Odo Chai Varechacha. This is a source to get bracha in the night of Pesach and not to miss this opportunity. This can happen in the beginning of the Seder, this can happen in the end of the Seder, but Aikar, this bracha will take place in the night of Pesach. Something else, what is very important about Pesach, and very interesting, only day of Pesach, we clean and we clean. Some people start day after Purim, some people Rosh Chodesh from today. And the question is, why we clean so much? Das is not chametz. Children is not Korban Pesach. Is why still we try to clean and to clean a lot? The answer is, Korban Pesach is the Korban will take place in every Jewish house in Yerushalayim. We extend Bet HaMikdash to all the houses and apartments in the whole city. We know every morning in Bet HaMikdash, the first Avodah will take place in Bet HaMikdash, the Kohanim clean the leftover from yesterday. The ashes, the flesh, what burn and a little bit left over. And only Kohanim make this Avodah. Why we start the day with positive way, we take the leftover? We can start the day with positive way to bring Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, זה כהנים, can find the time to clean the leftover. Is why we start with this avodah every day. The answer is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us, he tell us from the beginning, he is not the boss and we not slaves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, we partners. He want to teach us, we completely partners. From this reason, he give us chelek eloka mimal. From this reason, he give us neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he want, he can create us also not with neshama. Why he give us part from himself, if we can use this kind of concept, to show us we partners. What show partnership? In the marriage, in business, in any field in the life. What show partnership? What show partnership is when every partner give space to the other partner. When we give space to the other partner, this show we partners. In the moment when partners start to fight, because everyone feels, the other partner takes home his space. We start every day in Beit HaMikdash. What kind of avodah? We clean the leftover. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make space for you. You can walk in. This deshen leftover from yesterday, what we take, show we want to build with you partnership. Exactly same Pesach. Pesach, this is one night in the year. What we bring the korban completely to our house in the old city. We extend Beit HaMikdash to our home. We want exactly same to do what happened in Beit HaMikdash. Is before Pesach, week, 2 weeks, three, everyone, how much you need, we clean more from any other holiday to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make space for you. And on the moment when we make space to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also makes space for us. This, I believe, make all the clean now more easy. And it is more meaningful. One more point before we walk into the Haggadah. The Rambam, in the second paragraph, teach us, בכל דור ודור, חייב אדם לראות את עצמו, כאילו הוא בעצמו יצא אתה, if you can put line of the word אתה, משעבוד מצרים. The difficult part in the night of Pesach is to really feel everything what happened to generations ago also happened to us. לראות את עצמו, כאילו הוא בעצמו יצא אתה. יציאת מצרים take place now. And this is the reason what all, everything what we're going to do in the Seder help us to have this kind of feeling in some level. And this is very important to mention in the beginning of the night. Now we walk in to the table, to Shulchan HaSeder, and we start with the 15 steps what we have in this night to claim. 15 steps. Kadesh, Uruchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachza. Sometimes people have a mistake and they say Motzi, Matzah is one. It's not Motzi, Matzah is one. It's two. Motzi, Amotzi Lechem in Haaretz, and Matzah. Maror, Korer, Shulchan, Orech, Tzafun, Barech, Alem, Yitzah. Why we have 15 steps in this night? This night full with numbers. Every number represents something else. The number 15 represents one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud-Kei. What is unique about this name? We said this morning in Alel. Min ha-Meitzar karati Ya. Anani b'merchav Ya. To move from tiny situation to freedom, to a lot space. Min ha-Meitzar. How we can change the situation of Meitzar? Karati Ya. What is unique about this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yud-Kei? Yud in Hebrew represents future. Take the letter Yud in the beginning of many words. This changes the word to future. Yelech, Yavo, Yagia, Yirae, Yiratze, Yishama, etc. A represents present. Yosef said to the Egyptians, Eilachem Zera, please take the seed, go to work. is A represent present, Yud represent future. We say every day in the tefillah, ki beya Hashem tzur olamim. Olam hazeh nivra behei, olam haba nivra beyud. Olam hazeh is present. In front of us. Olam haba is belong to the future. The key of the night and the key of the life to combine present and future. When we know the right balance between both of them, this takes us out from any tiny situation, from any mitzar. And this is also the reason why we have 15 Shirei HaMa'alot. We have 15 steps in Beit HaMikdash, what the Levim stay in these steps. Because this is the idea of this name, Min HaMeitzar Karati Ya. Anani Bamerchavia. And we walk in step by step. First step is Kadesh. Kiddush, obviously, this is part from the four cups of wine, what we're going to drink this night. And the famous question, what everyone asks, why we drink four cups of wine? Why no more? Why no less? Is a famous answer. What Chazal tells us, Rashi brings this in paragraph 3, Arba kosot, keneged, arba'a leshonei geula. והוצאתי, והצלתי, וגאלתי, ולקחתי. This we know from the priesthood, I'm sure. But what stay behind this לשנות of גאולה, והוצאתי, והצלתי, וגאלתי, ולקחתי? This is very interesting. When הקדוש ברוך הוא makes the agreement with Abraham Avinu, the famous ברית בין הבתרים, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to him exactly what going to happen. Number one, הקדוש ברוך הוא say, גר יהיה זרחה. בארץ לא להם. Your future will move from ארץ ישראל to other state. גר יהיה זרחה. בארץ לא להם, step one. Step two, they will come slaves. ועבדום. Step three, ועינו אותם. Not only slaves, they will work very, very hard. Now, we need to go from all these three steps out. This is exactly what the Torah tells us in paragraph 4. לכן אמור לבני ישראל, אני השם, you can put line, והוצאתי אתכם מתחת סבלות מצרים. No more difficult work. No more ועינו אותם. Next step. But we still slaves. Next step. והצלתי אתכם מעבודתם. No more slaves. But still we stay where? In Egypt. We move to the third step. וגאלתי אתכם בזרוע נטויה. No more to stay in ארץ לא להם, in Egypt, we live Egypt. ולקחתי אתכם מלעם קבלת התורה, והבאתי אתכם אל הארץ, back to our original place, in ארץ ישראל. Is all ארבע לשונות של גאולה, is not only והוצאתי והצלתי וגאלתי ולקחתי, this is a process, what we need to pass, to go out from the bad process, and step by step, we bring ourselves to the right place, back to the Eretz Israel. Is this explained to us why we drink four cups? But why wine? I don't like wine. Why not cola, tropicana, any other juice? Why wine? Is Rashi bring us other explanation? In paragraph 5, Rashi explained, ארבע כוסות, שלושה כנגד שלושה כוסות שנאמרו בפסוק זה. וכוס פרו בידי. When Sarah Mashkin has the dream, and he brings the dream to Yosef and stay in the jail together, he says to him, paragraph 6, פסוק, יוד א', וכוס פרו בידי, number 1, ויקח את הנביא ויסחט אותם אל כוס פרו, number 2, ויתן את הכוס על כף פרו, number 3. These three cups of wine we find in the dreams of Sarah Mashkin, and this later we understand retroactive, make the big change, what Yosef comes, the assistant of Paro, etc., etc., all the story what we know. And cost number 4 is cost of Birkat Amazon. This is the reason why we drink specifically wine. 4 cups of wine. But we have something a little bit more deep about this. Why we drink specifically wine? The difference between wine to any other משקה, קולה, סודה, etc. what we drink is number one. If I take apple and I make apple juice, or orange and I make orange juice, what bracha I say on the juice? שהכל נהיה בדברו. If I take grape and I make from the grape wine, I don't say שהכל. What I say, בורא פרי אגפי. This is one difference between wine to any other juice what we drink. Number two, if I go to buy apple juice, orange juice in the grocery, I go to check the day of expire. Yes, most of the time when you go to buy, we don't take what we see in front of us, we put our hand inside. Because we know inside we have we can have other space of other week to drink this. Yes. But after the time is over, it's not healthy to drink. Wine, completely the opposite. The more the wine stay, more and more and more, become better and better. Number three, if I drink apple juice, orange juice, I can drink one cup, two, three, four, ten, how much I like, and it's very healthy, I hope, and good, and nothing wrong can happen. But about wine, somebody drink more and more cups of wine, the wine take the balance from the person and put them in the wrong way completely. It means the wine attacked the person. Now, this is the reason why we drink wine in the night of Pesach. Because Chazal tells us in paragraph 8 on the Pasuk in Tehilim, Gefen mimitzrayim tasiya. Gefen, grape, represent us, Am Yisrael. We compare to Gefen. Gefen mimitzrayim tasiya. Why we compare to Gefen? Why Gefen represent us? Is Chazal explaining. Ma ha-Gefen hazo, paragraph 8. Botzrim ota, v'hi shoteket. People go to the field, cut the grape. The grape don't say anything. Dorchim ota, v'hi shoteket. We crush the grape, and we make from the grape what? Wine. V'hi shoteket. She don't say anything. Basof, when the person made from the grape wine, and he drank the wine, now the wine attacked him, and take him out from the way. Exactly the same, all the nations, all the history, try to destroy us, try to make our life miserable, and we stay quiet, generation after generation, until the right time come, and everything change. And they lose everything, all the power what they have, the field they have, and we lead everything. This is the reason why we drink wine. After we explain why we drink four cups and also four cups of wine, something else very, very interesting. In the dream of Sarah Mashkin, in paragraph 6, Pasuk Yud is not necessary. The Pasuk say, Uvagefen שלושה שריגים והיא כפורחת עלתה ניצה הבשילו אשקלותיה ענבים. שר המשקים seen his dream, זה גפן, but in the winter no leaves, no fruit, nothing, and step by step we start to see leaves, the beginning of the fruit, and later the fruit come more ready and ready. Why is necessary? What is necessary is he see himself, he sees the dream, שלושה שריגים, three baskets with wine. This is sign for Yosef to tell to Sarah Mashkim, in 3 days you go back to your job. And also he sees the dream, he served Paro again. This is also a sign you go back to your job. Why? How the Geffen exactly look is necessary. The answer is, this is not for Sarah Mashkim. This is for Yosef. And Chazal tells us, Yosef say after he listened to the dream of Sarah Mashkim, thank you. You give me good news, and I also come to give you good news. What is the good news? What Sarah Mashkin say to Yosef in this part of the dream? Everything is process. Now Yosef, you stay in the jail over 10 years. Soon you will go out from Egypt, from the jail. You will start to lead all the Egyptians. Later, Am Israel will arrive in Egypt. Galut will take place, and step by step, until we leave Egypt. And this is what Chazal tells us in paragraph 7. Gefen Mitzrayim Tasiya. Ubagefen Shlosha Sarigim. What is mean? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Vi kaporachat. Ifricha Geulatam Shel Israel. The time of the redemption take place. Alta Nitza. Enetza Geulatam Shel Israel. And Yosef understands this is signed for him to know everything is possessed. We cannot skip any step. Everything will take place in the right time, in the right place. And this motivates a lot Yosef, a tzaddik, to understand he don't going to stay in the jail for good and forever. And for this reason he also gave good news to Sarah Mashkin, and he said to him, in 3 days, you will going back to your job, and you will serve again Baruch. After we explain the idea of the wine, 4 cups of wine, we will continue. Kadesh, Uruchatz, and after Uruchatz, we have what? Karpas. And this is something very famous, what the Rishonim mentioned. What is Karpas? We take a vegetable and we dip in salt water. What stay behind this idea? Why is necessary to do this in this night? Is obviously the answer for the children, they will ask, Man ishtana alayla azeh? Yes? And what kind of answer we tell them about this? This is a good question. What they ask, but what answer we need to tell them? You know what answer? Pilei Pleim. This night is Leila Seder. Leila Seder. Everything is organized from the beginning to the end. If in this night everything is organized from the beginning to the end, how Galut Mitzrayim start when the brother sell Yosef? No, where Mechirat Yosef take place in Agadah Shel Pesach? This is Karpas. Rashi explained, when Yosef get Ketonet Pasim from his father, what kind of material is Ketonet Pasim? Is Rashi say, Kemo Chur Karpas Utchelet. And what the brother do with Ketonet Pasim? They dip with blood. The taste of blood is the same taste what we have when we drink salt water. It's Karpas. When we dip this in the salt water, represent what? The beginning of the Galut. Karpas. Mechiras Yosef. What happened after Mechirat Yosef? After Karpas, the next step in the night of Pesach? Yachatz. The family is broke. Because the brother sell Yosef. No more one family. Yachatz. Next step? Magid. What is Magid? All the night we need to talk how we can bring all the family back together. How we can bring all the pieces together. Is Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, this is set to explain to us what's going to happen in this night. From this reason, in this night, any argument, what we find in the Gemara, for example, later we will see, in the night of Pesach, the system is to start Begnut ulesayem b'shevach. What does it mean to start Begnut? To start is a bad time what we have, of the Avodah Zara, Avodim Ainu, and to end, we accept the Torah. We change ourselves. Matchil Begnut or Mesayim B'Shevach. What kind of Gnut we need to start? Some Amoraim say, Avodim Ainu. Other Amoraim say, Mitchila of the Avodah Zara, you, Avotainu. What exactly we do in this night? Both. Why? Because in this night, any argument in the Gemara, we bring all the Shitot. We not argue about anything. We need to drink only 2 cups from 4 in the way how we lean to the side, to the left side. Yes? What 2 cups we need to drink when we lean? We have also argued in the Gemara, the first 2 cup or the last 2 cup. What we do alakha lemaaseh? All the 4. Why? Because in this night, we not argue. In this night we eat in time of Bet HaMikdash, Korban Pesach, Tzli, barbecue on the fire. If I don't like, if I want to cook this, not to make barbecue, I cannot. Why? Because what is unique about Tzli, it keeps this one piece. Everything what I cook, come to many pieces. Yes? In this night, Hakol mitchaber biyachad. From this reason, we can explain something else. The Haggadah Shel Pesach tells us later, כנגד 4 בנים דיברה תורה. אחד חכם, אחד רשע, אחד תם, ואחד שאינו יודע לשאול. One of גדולי ישראל, הבני ישכר, have been in his house many years. Every year in night of Pesach, he invited one or two amaratzim. People who really don't know anything. Nothing. Because he believed we can learn from everyone. And night of Pesach, this is a good time also to make all dichtin, to invite them, and also he believed he can learn. One year, he invited somebody to come by himself, he don't have a partner with him, to come. And from the first moment he recognized this person is out completely. He almost cannot read anything. He eat all the time, before the time. He not involved in the seder, in any part. But he said, okay, I feel the mitzvah called dichtin. He have good meal. In the moment when they come to Agada Shel Pesach, כנגד ארבעה בנים דיברה תורה, אחד חכם, אחד רשע, אחד תם, אחד שאני יודע לשאול, he wake up, and he say to בעל הבית, say again, אחד חכם, he say, אחד חכם, אחד רשע, אחד תם. He ask him, why you say very long אחד? He say, very simple. You know I don't know to read, I don't know to learn anything, but my father teach me one lesson. Every time when I come to the word אחד, אחד, I need to say אחד, same אחד, what we say in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem אחד. The May Sachar say, all the night of Pesach, היה שווה הכל to this word. What does it mean? אחד רשע, also רשע, would stay far away from the right way. Also he belong to אחד, Elokeinu שבשמיים ובארץ. Also he part from us. We need also to bring him with us in this night. And from this, not only in this night, from this night. We cannot come completely and great if we not bring also people who stay far away from us. And if we understand this lesson, we understand how we can change night to new day. How new day? How we say new day in Hebrew? Shacharit. Yes? New beginning. Shacharit is Rashi Tevot. Chet of Shacharit is Chacham. Reish is Rasha. Taf is Tam. Shin Yud, שאינו יודע לשאול. This is Shacharit. Shacharit is when we know to combine all the children together. Also, you just stay far away from the right way. In the moment when we recognize this, we'll see how we can move from חושך לאור, מלילה ליום. Now we continue in the Agada. Something else very interesting, יחץ. One of the questions will take place in the beginning of the night. We have three matzot. Most of the minagim we have three matzot. In the middle matzah, we broke to two pieces. One we keep to the afikoman. And the question comes, why we broke the middle matzah? Yes, why is the middle matzah? As we know, these three matzot is keneged, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We have two explanations why we broke the middle matzah. One explanation is Am Yisrael stay far away from the right way. Kodesh Baruch Hu come to Avraham Avinu and say, Chatu banecha, your children stay out completely from what they was, from what they're supposed to be to do. From the right way. What they can do to your children. Avraham Avinu say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take them. Yamutu al gdushat shmecha. Take them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu very upset from the answer. He go to ask Yaakov. Yaakov, chatu banecha. Look your children. Look what they do. What they can do to your children. Give me advice. Yaakov say exactly the same. Take them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, upset. He go to Yitzchak. He say, Yitzchak, look your children. Chatu banecha. What I can do to your children? It's like say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all the respect, what you say to me, Chatu banecha, is only my children, is also your children. Also, what is the average of the life? 70 years. Yemei chayenu, 70 shana. Yemei gvurot, 80 shana. 70 shana. Until age of 20, we cannot punish anyone. Is how many years left? 50. Half from the 50, we sleep. We cannot make any averot. It's like say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how many left? 25. From the 25 we walk, we eat, we're busy, we don't have time to make a avirot. How many years left? 12.5. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, big deal. Half I take off my shoulder, take other off your shoulder. And if it's difficult for you, I take everything. הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה בשפת, וזה אנצר, יעשה בזכות יצחק, אני גואל את עם ישראל. We walk the middle מצא, יחץ. הקדוש ברוך הוא, look how many years we stay in the galut. How many generations? יצחק give you answer. We not make so many עבירות. We not have enough time to make so many עבירות. No, הקדוש ברוך הוא. Maybe this is a year what we bring the גאולה. This is one explanation why we broke the middle מצא. Other explanation, Abraham is chesed. מידת החסד is not good to broke. It's good to have chesed. יעקב is מידת האמת. אמת also is good not to broke the MS. יצחק is מידת הדין. מידת הדין is very difficult, is good to broke a little bit the מידת הדין. Now we continue in Agada, insight. הלך מעניה, מגיד. הלך מעניה. הלך מעניה is not in front of us, but this is, I'm sure everybody know, הלך מעניה. And the question is, why we eat matzah in Pesach? Why we eat matzah in Pesach? What do you mean why? The Torah tells us, we don't have enough time to make bread. It's not true. We have all the night. We stay all the night in the house, we're not allowed to leave the house, we have enough time to bake and to cook. Why we eat matzah? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu really want, we will leave Egypt with matzah. From this reason we eat matzah. Not because we don't have time, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes this situation, we will start to mix the water with the flour early in the morning, in the moment when the Egyptians start to push us to leave Egypt, and mimele, we don't have enough time to make dough, and from the dough to make bread, is we eat matzah. But the idea is to leave Egypt with matzah. You know why? Because what is the difference between matzah and bread and lechem? One word, time. Time. If I play with the dough, I get bread. I put the dough immediately in the oven, what I get? Matzah. Bread is great. The taste is unbelievable. I feel very satisfied after we eat bread, good bread, what we like. Matzah, kacha, kacha. But in other end, every bread, after 2 days, become very hard. After 4 days, become green. We put this in the garbage. Matzah, we can keep with us week after week, month after month, ויש אומרים, year after year. And the matzah still stay with us. Yes? It means, Chazal want to teach us not to miss opportunity. If I do good thing in the right opportunity, this walk with me, following with me, for long term. If I miss opportunity, is walk with me short term. From this reason, Chazal tells us on the pasuk, ושמרתם את המצות, ושמרתם את המצוות, את המצוות, מצווה הבאה לידך, אל תחמיצנה. Don't miss opportunity in the life. About מצוות, about everything. Specifically about מצוות. Because if I don't miss opportunity, זה מצווה what I do in the right time, walk with me for long term. This is the reason why we eat matzah. הלך מעניה. We say in the beginning of the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know the matzah will take place later, but we mention this now in the beginning of the night, הלך מעניה, we're going to eat later only matzah, because we understand this lesson, not to miss opportunity. And we open this night, really not to miss this great opportunity, what this night can give us for all the year, until Pesach Tavshin Samech Tet. הלך מעניה, you know, later in the Seder, when we eat the matzah, we need to lean to the side, to the left side, and we eat the matzah. Matzah is lechem oni. Poor people eat bread, what we make from flour and water. Correct? But we not find any poor person who eat matzah, what eat flour with water, what he lean, and he eat be'aseiva. It's why everyone need to lean in this night, including the poor people. If it's this lechem oni, why we need to lean? You know why? Because the question is not what we eat, in front of who we eat. If we recognize we eat in this night in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also we can eat flour and water, and to lean, and to feel ben chorin, and to feel happy. Because it's not what we eat, it's in front of who we eat in this night. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avadim Ainu, לפרו במצרים, פרוגרף 11, we know, אפילו כולנו חכמים, כולנו נבונים, next page, כולנו זקנים, הם כולנו זוכרים את הוורטים משנה שעברה, everybody remember, זה דברי תורה, what everyone saying, זה הגדה של פסח. Every year is new beginning. מצווה עלינו לספר ביציאת מצרים, וכל המרבה לספר ביציאת מצרים, הרי זה משובח. כל המרבה לספר ביציאת מצרים, הרי זה משובח. Why? Because all the year, זה משנה עם מסכת אבות אלזס, סייג לחוכמה, שתיקה. Not to talk so much. סייג לחוכמה, שתיקה. In this night, we want to show we leave Egypt, not only physically we leave Egypt. Also, before we leave Egypt, nobody listened to us. Moshe Rabbeinu talked to Paro, he talked to the wall. Nobody listened to us. יציאת מצרים changed us completely, and the nation will start also to listen to what we say. This is יציאת מצרים. From this reason, the name of this holiday is Pesach. Is we need to show how this holiday is Pesach, is כל המרבה לספר, הרי זה משובח. All the year, סייג לחוכמה שתיקה. In this time, כל המרבה, הרי זה משובח. פרוגה 14, we have famous גמרה, end of מסכת מכות, few months after בית המקדש destroyed, רבי עקיבא and group of תנאים, including נשיא ישראל, רבי אלעזר בן עזריה, traveled to ירושלים. And the sea fax come out from קודש הקודשים, everybody started to cry, רבי עקיבא started to laugh. He said to him, עקיבא, maybe you can explain to us what you see. And רבי עקיבא explained what I see, nothing is destroyed, I see only what happened is קודש ברוך הוא plowed ירושלים, and after we plowed, we plan, and after we plan, everything will growing again. And what they say to Rabbi Akiva after he explains this, Akiva nichamtanu, Akiva nichamtanu. This happened when? In Tisha B'Av. Few months after, Pesach. Many of the people who travel with Rabbi Akiva come to Rabbi Akiva and say to him, Rabbi Akiva, it's so difficult for us to celebrate Pesach. No Bet HaMikdash, no Korban Pesach, no Kohen Gadol. It's very difficult. How we can feel freedom in this night, few months after Beit HaMikdash destroyed. Only you can help us to do this. Because you teach us about the facts that come out from Kodesh HaKodeshim, the right perspective, how to look on this tragedy in the right perspective, you also can give us a skill how to teach generations after, when it's dark, when it's complicated, when it's difficult, also to celebrate Pesach in the right way. Because this will bring us more close to the redemption, to the Geulah. This is the reason all this group spent this Pesach in the house of Rabbi Akiva. והיו מסובים בבני ברק. Rabbi Akiva was the Mara de Atra of Bnei Brak, and they make the Seder in his house. Paragraph 15. כנגד ארבעה בנים דיברה תורה. And the main question is, what is the difference between the question of the Chacham and the question of the Rasha? Both of them ask the same question. And we have many, many answers. I believe the simple answer and the clear answer. Paragraph 16 and 17. Paragraph 16, this is the question of the Chacham. The Chacham asks, Ki shalcha bincha machar. He asks. When somebody asks a question, he really wants to learn. He really wants to understand. Rasha, in paragraph 17, don't ask. He only says statement, but he don't ask anything. V'haya ki tavo el haaretz, asher yiten Hashem lachem, כאשר דיבר ושמרתם את העבודה הזאת, והיה כי אמרו עליכם בניכם, מה העבודה הזאת לכם? מה העבודה הזאת לכם? What kind of עבודה? What going? You know, you don't look for to get any answer or explanation. This make him difference from חכם. Something else, but it's very, very interesting. רשע ask his question, not when he stay any place outside from ארץ ישראל. All over the ears of the גלות, everyone would really want to feel part from Am Yisrael. He belonged to the Jewish community, to Jewish school, in some way. One day, twice, more or less. And you know, in this way, he remember his difference. Because if not, what make him difference from other nations? But when we arrive in Eretz Yisrael, we say, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm Israeli. Everything is good. I have also תעודת זהות ID blue, תעודת זהות כחולה, and finish. מה העבודה הזאת לכם? Why we need this? It's not necessary. What we answer to him? What the answer the post of say? Paragraph 17, פסוק אף זיים, ואמרתם זבח פסח הוא להשם, אשר פסח על בתי בני ישראל במצרים. We tell him about זבח פסח. What kind of answer is? זבח פסח is barbecue. No, everybody like barbecue. Is what answer we give to the Rasha in the Torah, not in the Haggadah של פסח. In the Torah. The answer is, we say to him, you really want to know what is the difference? You really want to know why we need to keep all these details also when we arrive to Eretz Israel? The answer we'll give you not now. 40 years from now. 30 years from now. When we will see your grandchildren or grand-grandchildren and somebody else would keep all these details also when he arrived to Eretz Israel, his grand-grandchildren. And you will know the difference. But we want to tell you, don't wait until this time. We need you now with us. We cannot come great people. We cannot feel what we need ben odom lamakom if you not come part of us. Come, we need you with us. Don't stay outside. Step by step, in your way, leat leat, you will understand what we say to you now, later in your life. This is the answer what the Torah gives to the Rasha. Not to kick him out, not to separate him, to bring him and to make him part of us. Paragraph 18, very interesting part in the Haggadah. צאו למד, מה ביקש לבן הארמי לעשות ליעקב אבינו? מה ביקש לבן הארמי? פרעה לא גזר אלא על הזכרים, ולבן ביקש לעקור את הכל. לבן really want to destroy everything. Why? He want to destroy everything. What wrong he do? The explanation is, לבן have one mission in his life. Not to give us opportunity to arrive in Eretz Israel. First, he start with his sister, Rivka. When Eliezer want to take Rivka to Yitzchak, what Lavan say? Why we need to take Rivka? Maybe we'll bring Yitzchak here, and we'll see later. And Rivka say, no way, I go with Eliezer. Later, he try to do exactly the same to Yaakov. Why he give him first after Yisrael? Because he will stay in Haran for good forever. When he is not succeed, when he is not succeeding, Yaakov returned to Eretz Israel, and Am Israel arrived in Egypt, Chazal tells us, Lavan arrived also in Egypt from the other side. He changed his name from Lavan to Bilam. He gives the advice to Paro, Kol HaBen HaYelod HaYorot HaShlichu. And this Bilam, what in the desert after we leave Egypt, try to kill us, and again, not to give us the opportunity to arrive in Eretz Israel. This is לעקור את הכל. If you not have the opportunity to arrive in Eretz Israel, this is לעקור את הכל. Paragraph 20. וירד מצרימה, אנוס על פי הדיבור. אנוס על פי הדיבור, הקדוש ברוך הוא פורסטם. ראה הקדוש ברוך הוא פורסטם. יעקב סי, פרוגרף 21. ויומר ישראל, רב עוד יוסף בני חי, אלך וערנו בטרם עמות. Good news for me. I would like to go to see him before I die. This is what Yaakov said. Why Yaakov is going to force them? The answer is, Yaakov would like to go to see Yosef for week, two, three, and to return back to Eretz Israel. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him in the end of paragraph 21, Pasuk Daled, Anuchi ered imcha mitzrayma, ve'anuchi ha'alcha gam alo. I will bring you back. This means after you will pass away. This is mean anus al pi adibur. He decide to go to Egypt only for a few weeks to meet Yosef, his wife, his children. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu say, for you is one way ticket. I will bring you back from Egypt. No you. This is anus al pi adibur. We move to paragraph 23. Also something very interesting. The Haggadah of Pesach tells us, Kol ha-nefesh ha-ba li-Yaakov mitzrayma, yotzei ericho, מלבד נשי בני יעקב, כל נפש, 66. Is how many people who arrive in Egypt? 66. I'm sorry, in paragraph 22, the Haggadah tells us, במתי מעט, כמה שנאמר, ב-70 נפש, ירדו אבותיך מצרימה. Is how many we arrive in Egypt? 70. This is what the Haggadah says. What's the Pasuk say? Paragraph 23, only 66. We know how we come to 70, because next pasuk say, Bnei Yosef, father Menashe, including Yosef, 69, Yochevet, was born Ben Achomot, 70. Is why the Torah tells us 66, plus 1, plus 2, plus 1. Why? Why is it necessary? Why the Torah don't say 70 and finish? Comes the Gra, and tells us one word. How many we arrive in Egypt? 66. 66 begimatria is Galgal. Well, okay? Galgal. Galut is Galgal. We don't know what can happen in the Galut. Between one day to the other day, everything can change. It's not so easy. Sometimes it looks very easy, but we see what happened in the history. In short time, many things change quickly. Is we need to worry about this. When the Galgal of the Galut stop, paragraph 24, Ve'a'am alu min ha'yarden, be'asor l'chodesh ha'rishon, and what is the first place that we arrive in Eretz Yisrael? Ve'yachanu ba'gilgal. In the Gilgal, the Galgal of the Galut stop, is meaning Eretz Yisrael. And this is the reason, in paragraph 25, Ve'yomer Hashem el Yoshua, Yom galoti את חרפת מצרים מעליכם, ויקרא השם המקום ההוא גלגל עד היום הזה. עד היום הזה, we need to know, גלות is גלגל. We don't know what can happen. And the גלגל of the גלות stop only when we arrive where in ארץ ישראל. פרק 26, ואת עמלנו אלו הבנים. As many times when we read this part, Leila said, they will say, את עמלנו אלו הבנים, to make some kind of krachts. Oh, amaleinu, so difficult to raise the children. But Rabbi Samazaman Oerbach explains this completely in the opposite way. Every time when we make siyum al masechet, what we say, anu amelim, ve'em amelim. We shtayg, we put effort, and also they put effort. Anu amelim when we mekablim sachar, em amelim when we mekablim sachar. Amelut, in Hebrew, is when I do something with a lot of effort, when I like to do this. I really like to do this. What we like to do more from everything else? To put effort in our children. That amaleinu elu abanim. It's not something negative. It's not something what is difficult. Amaleinu, why we put so much tag, so much energy? Because we like to do this. Paragraph 27. לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, in the last line, ונאמר לפניו, שירה חדשה, הללויה. And we start immediately after to say the הלל. The הלל of night of Pesach is completely different from הלל, what we say all the year. What we say today, for example. All the year we need to stand up. Night of Pesach, we can sit down. All the year we say all the הלל from the beginning to the end. Night of Pesach, after two paragraphs, we move to the meal and we eat. After we finish to eat, after we finish Birkat HaMazon, we continue Alel. All Alel through the year, we say Bracha, when we say the Bracha, only in the day. In the night, we never say Bracha. In the night of Pesach, we say Bracha. Why the night of Pesach, the Alel is different from the Alel of all the year? Because the night of Pesach, the Alel is something spontaneously. We feel the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can stand up on the table, and to start to song in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give Alel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is we want to show, to explain this Alel is different, and also part of the Alel, what we eat, what we celebrate the meal, this is also part of the Alel. For this reason, this Alel is different from all the year, and this is the reason why we say, ונאמר לפניו, שירה חדשה, הללויה. This is Shira Chadasha. It's not what we do all the time. This is something new. Because in this night, we need to feel everything start from the beginning. We are reborn again, and we leave Egypt again. This is the reason, also, what in the beginning of the Seder, many times, we ask, why we not say Bracha? Asher kedishanu mitzvotav etzivanu, lesaper b'yitziat Mitzrayim. This is mitzvah mideoraita. To talk about what happened to us. All Sipur Tziat Mitzrayim. Why we not say bracha about this? The answer is, we say bracha. When we say the bracha? Not in the beginning of the night. Because in the beginning of the night, we still were in Egypt. In the moment when we come to the part in Agadah Shel Pesach, Betzet Yisrael Mitzrayim. We mention this part, Betzet Yisrael Mitzrayim. Oh, in this moment, we leave Egypt. immediately after paragraph 28 comes the bracha. ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם אשר גאלנו וגאל את אבותינו ממצרים והגיענו הלילה הזה, etc, etc. ברוך אתה השם, גאל ישראל. זה ברכה take place, but זה ברכה take place in the right place after בצאת ישראל ממצרים. Now in paragraph 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 33, yes, we find something very very interesting. When we look in הגדה של פסח and we watch what the Tanaim in Agadah shel Pesach teach us, and what place they say what they say to us, we can learn about the personality of the Tanaim. Something very interesting. And I want to give you a few examples. Paragraph 29. The first name, what we find in Agadah shel Pesach, also in the Mishnayot, is meaning Torah shebe'al peh, is Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'aseh v'Rabbi Eliezer. Why Rabbi Eliezer is the first name what we find in Agadah shel Pesach? Because Rabbi Eliezer say, Miyamai all my life, lo igdimani adam lebet ha-midrash. Never in my life anyone come before me to bet ha-midrash. All his life he is the first person to open bet ha-midrash. From this reason he gets this privilege to come the first Tana what open Torah shebe'al peh. Because Torah shebe'al peh is bet ha-midrash. Next paragraph, אמר רבי לזר בן עזריה, number 30, הרי אני כבן 70 שנה, ולא זכיתי שתאמר יציאת מצרים בלילות, עד שדרשה בן זומה. How old is רבי לזר בן עזריה? In this age, when he decide, we need to read קריאת שמה every night, 18, he looks 70. He have long white beard, he looks 70. And no one accept what he say, because he is young, with all the respect, he comes a Nesi Israel, but still he is very young, he will growing a little bit, we can learn from him halachot and dinim, but not now. Except who? Rabbi Lazar ben Azari. Except Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma accept what he say. Why? עד שדרשה Ben Zoma. Because Ben Zoma say in מסכת אבות, איזה חכם הלומד מכל אדם. Who is a smart person? Not learn from everyone. Don't judge a person about his age. Judge what he say. If he say something smart. Also if he is young, we can learn from him. From this reason, עד שדרשה בן זומה, only בן זומה can accept what רבי לזר בן עזריה, 8 years old, want for us, because he say, איזה חכם הלומד מכל אדם. Paragraph 31, רבי יהודה היה נותן בהם סימנים, דצה חדש באחיו. Because רבי יהודה, teach us many times in חזל, לעולם ילמד אדם את בנו ותלמידו, בדרך קצרה. You come to teach your children, your students, teach short and clear. אז רבי יהודה נותן בהם סימנים, דצח, דש באחר, שורט הם קליר. זכר למקדש כהילל, הילל מגל סנדוויץ', מצא ומרור, בדן גוד, because הילל is מתלמידיו של אהרון, אוהב שלום, רודף שלום, he bring everybody together. He can bring also מרור and מצא together. 34, אחד מי יודע, 32, נכון. רבן גמליאל היה אומר, מי שלא אמר תודה. מי שלא אמר שלושה דברים אלו בפסח. רבן גמליאל say, מצוות צריכות כוונה. Many times in the shas. You make מצווה, you need to make the מצווה with כוונה. In this night, we need to explain what we do. פסח, what is mean פסח, what is מצה, what is מרור. Is רבן גמליאל לשיטתו. רבן גמליאל say, מצוות צריכות כוונה. From this reason, he say, מי שלא אמר שלושה דברים אלו, what is mean מי שלא אמר? If you don't explain what is mean פסח מצה ומרור, you're not יוצא. 34. אחד מי יודע. What is אחד מי יודע? Most of the years when we come to this part of the Seder, we start with אחד מי יודע, we wake up in 13 מי יודע. It's late in the night, but this year, ברוך השם, we have Shabbos before. It's also very important in Shabbos not to say to the children, go to rest. We want to you wake up for the night because this is machin mishabbat liyom tov. We can say to the children, go to rest because it's Shabbos. But not to say to prepare ourselves for yom tov. חשוב לדעת, to balacha. Anyway, we come to this part of Leil HaSeder of echad mi yodea. What is mean echad mi yodea? Echad mi yodea. All the night of Pesach, full with numbers. Baal HaAgada really want to explain to us mispar is not number. Every mispar have essence. It's not 1, 2, 3. When when you go to buy something. Every number have essence. And this is what we try to explain to us. Echad mi yodea. What is the essence of number one? Number one is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Echad. What we say every morning? Ve'hu echad ve'en sheni le'am shilo. Nobody compare to him. Le'achbira. Nobody connect to him. Nobody can come after him. He by himself. ויהי ערב ויהי בוקר יום אחד, לא יום ראשון. Because after ראשון, what we have? שני. אחד, he by himself. הוא הקדוש ברוך הוא. אחד אלוקנו שבשמים ובארץ. He decide to create this world. Every time when we want to create, we need משפיע and מקבל. Some would give and some would get. שניים מי יודע? שני לוחות הברית. Represent משפיע and מקבל. The first five. Commandments represent בן אדם למקור. The second five commandments represent בן אדם לחברו. משפיע אין מקבל. But המשפיע is who? הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא stay where? שם, בשמיים. Why is the name of the sky is שמיים? Because he's שם, is far away for us. Why is the name of the earth is ארץ? Because in this place we run. ארץ מלשון לרוץ. Here we run all the time. שם זה שמיים, is far away for us. Who say these two places connect to each other? שלושה מי יודע, שלושה אבות. החוט המשולש. אברהם, יצחק ויעקב explain to us and explain to all the world, שמיים וארץ connect to each other. After we find the connection between משפיע and מקבל, we move to number four. ארבעה מי יודע, ארבע, four. Number four represent to take something with its potential to make from this real. ארבעה מי יודע, ארבעה אמאות. Our mothers create the world, create generations after. They take potential of life and make real life. ארבעה מי יודע, ארבעה אמאות. After we have life, חמישה מי יודע, חמישה חומשי תורה. Why חמישה חומשי תורה? Because when you have picture on the wall, we really only can touch the picture, but we cannot hold the picture, because it's three dimensional. Everything with this three dimension, we can only touch, but we cannot hold. Torah, for us, is three dimension. How more we learn, we learn, we only touch the Torah a little bit, nothing else. Is חמישה מי יודע, חמישה חומשי תורה. We feel, maybe we can hold, but we recognize we only can touch the Torah. But what really we can hold in our hand, some would have six sides. For example, Ayol Zemare Mekomot, why? Because we have one, two, three, four, five, six. Everything would have six sides, I can hold in my hand. שישה מי יודע, שישה סדרי משנה. This is Torah שבעל פה. Torah שבעל פה, this is what we create, what we מחדש. This we can hold in our hand. This is our Torah. After we have Torah שבכתב, אין Torah שבעל פה, שבעה מי יודע, שבעה ימי שבתא. שבעה, שבע is satisfied, שבע. Somebody would eat and he's satisfied, he's שבע. Shabbos is the day what we satisfied. שבעה מי יודע, שבעה ימי שבתא. After we're satisfied is not enough. We need to connect ourselves to something that is above us. שמונה מי יודע, שמונה ימי מילה. מילה represents the connection between us, the brit between us to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Yes, because the source of שמונה is שמן. שמן, oil stay above the water. After we, also כהן גדול have שמונה בגדים. Why כהן גדול have שמונה בגדים? Because he represents us. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Bet HaMikdash HaRishon, the way how to make Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol, we put oil on his head. Why oil on the head of the Kohen Gadol, oil of the head of the Melech? Because he represents us, or represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he above us. This is the way how to represent this, through oil. After we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, תשעה מי יודע, תשעה ירחי לידה, we reborn again. After we reborn again in our life, we do the right thing. Who is the rich people all over the world? עשרה מי יודע, עשרה דיבריה. This is the great life. But after we feel satisfied and we connect ourselves above us, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we feel we reborn ourselves again, we feel very rich and very happy, very satisfied, we need to watch ourselves from every מחלוקת, every argument. 11 מי יודע, 11 כוכביה, the 11 stars in the dreams of Yosef, what spread the family and broke the family. And after it has happened, מחלוקת, what we need to do? Soon it's possible to bring everybody together. 12 מי יודע, יחד שבטי ישראל, 12 שבטיה. How we bring everybody together? י' ג' מידות של רחמים. י"ג מידות של רחמים, this is a secret what הקדוש ברוך הוא say to us, through this we can bring everybody together, and י"ג בגימטריה is also what? אחד. And we come back to אחד אלוקינו שבשמיים הוא בארץ. This is a little bit about אגדה של פסח. I would like, if I get permission for two more minutes, to give other interesting insight what take place if you stay in Chutz La'aretz from the second day of Pesach. And this is Sfirat HaOmer, what take place second night of Pesach. Sfirat HaOmer, something very interesting. We take barley, we raise the barley to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is so important about the barley, what we bring barley to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal tells us about this mitzvah, this is the key to have Eretz Yisrael. אל תהיה מצוות העומר קלה בעיניך. Don't take this mitzvah, maybe this is something very cheap, I don't care about this. שלא זכו ישראל לרשת את הארץ, אלא בזכות העומר. What is unique about the עומר? In Hebrew, the word עומר have three different explanations. עומר is measurement. Every day in the desert, we get man. How much? Man we get every day. והעומר, עשירית היפה הוא. עומר לגולגולת. Yes? Is עומר לגולגולת. עומר is עשירית היפה, is measurement. One explanation of the word עומר. Second explanation of the word עומר, to collect something. One of למתת מלאכות, what we're not allowed to do in Shabbos, is מלאכת מאמר. I'm not allowed to go to my backyard and to collect leaves in Shabbos. Third explanation to the word עומר, עומר, if somebody use something in the wrong way. For example, somebody go to the war. He find a great woman. He want to marry to this woman. No problem. She need to over the process of conversion. And after this, he can marry. But if he decide, no, I don't want to marry to this Goya. But I would like she will stay in my house and she will come the maid. The Torah come and say, if you don't want to marry, lo titamer ba. Don't use this woman to the wrong purpose. Or you marry this woman and she come completely partner with you, or she go back to the state what she belong. It's not titamer, but don't use something in the wrong way. Mitzvat HaOmer, the uniqueness about Mitzvat HaOmer, to recognize everything come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu run everything from A to Z. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, this barley, who eats this barley? Only animals eat this. We recognize, you give us this. And we appreciate about the small thing what you give to us and the big thing what you give to us, everything come only for you. We raise this for you. If we have this kind of perspective, we allow to collect and to collect how much we mean, how much we want. Because in this perspective, we measurement everything in our life in the right way. Is we allow to collect and to collect how much we want. This is what Chazal come and tells us about Mitzvat HaOmer. Mitzvat HaOmer really come to wake us up and tells us to remember, small thing and big thing come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the seder what we do in this night, what we organize all the miracles, to remember, miracles don't take place every moment, every second. Big miracles we recognize from time to time. Sometimes years can over until we see big miracle. But we need to remember, every day is miracle. Everything what we do in our life is siyat ha-dishmaya. When we recognize this, is we can continue to claim and to walk until Kabbalat HaTorah and Be'ezrat Hashem to Zoche to make Pesach in Yerushalayim בבית המקדש עוד בשנה הזו מתוך ברכה, בריאות וסייעתא דשמיא.